In our previous year, we began a discussion, what is the right of a son to take over in positions that his father had while he was alive. So as I quoted the Steichemid in the Marochas Chazok B'Mitzvahs, Simen Zayin Sif Yud Beis, quotes a Sefer Zechor Lavrohom, who says that there was an individual, Reuven, who had two positions of authority in the community. One was that he was apparently the head of the Chevra Kedisha, and also he was the head, they had, it seems, some sort of a Gemilas Chesed society, and he was the Gabbai of that society. And Reuven passed away and he left over a son. And the question was, who should take over that position? And the Zchol Avram, and he quotes the Ginnis Farodim, said that the Besdin said that his son, that Reuven's son, should be appointed to these two positions. But there were people that felt that the Beis Din had acted incorrectly, that when it comes to these types of position, there is no halacha that a son comes first. Moreover, they said that the father's position wasn't a permanent position. He was appointed to that position, but it doesn't mean that it becomes a Yerusha to perpetuate. Because even though, as we quoted the opinion of the Rambam in our previous year, perhaps that's only regarding Malchus. So he says that the Gvinus Verodim proves that this is not true, and appointments pass on to children not only by Malchus, but by every position, children, if they're worthy, come first. Even though he points out that the Rambam indeed does hold this is halacha regarding all appointments, but he points out that we don't find that the Rif or the Rosh agree with the Rambam, that the Rif or the Rosh quote this halacha, but he says the fact that they don't appoint mention it, but since it's clearly the halacha in the Taras Kahanim and in the Sefri, the fact that they don't mention it does not mean that they don't hold that that's the halacha. And he quotes the Rashbam that we mentioned earlier, the Rashba that we mentioned earlier, and he says that the Rashba brings a raya to this point, beautiful raya. He says, where is the place that we find first that a son takes over the position of his father? So we find about a kahuna gedoyla. So he says, if we look at the kahuna gedoyla, the kohen gadol is the one that entered the kotcher kotchim on Yom Kippur to bring kapara, to help kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. So if the Kohen Gadol, who has such an important responsibility, the halacha is we give it to the son, certainly in other positions that don't carry such a heavy responsibility, a son comes first. But the Rashba himself goes on to say that even though it's obvious that his opinion is that a son comes first, that's only when the son is a worthy candidate or even if there are other candidates, but the son is not much less than other candidates. But if there's another candidate who's really heads above everyone else, the son, then the other candidate should be appointed. But then he quotes a Marashdam that perhaps that this was only said that we look at other candidates who are more capable. That's only regarding being a Marbitz Torah, regarding being a Magid Shir. Where, of course, to teach Torah, we want to get the best person possible to give the Shir. So if there's a candidate who's better than the son, he should get the Shir. But in other positions, it could be where the child, where even if the other candidate is considerably better than the son, it could be the son goes first. Also, he says that even when it comes to Rabbonus, by appointing someone else to be a Rav, there doesn't necessarily take away from the son. The son could be a Rav, and this other individual could be a Rav. In a situation, however, where appointing someone else, the son will not have an appointment at all, there, the halacha may be different. He also makes it very clear that all of this discussion, if a son has the first rights to the position of the father, is only in a situation that it wasn't clearly articulated when the father received the position, that this is only for you, that this is not a Yerusha. But if it was clearly articulated that that was a, that this was not a lifetime position, then it's different. He also makes a point that all of these chazakas are only regarding a srara. It's a position of honor. But in a situation where it's not a position specifically that comes with any official appointment, official honor, where he was just doing a certain mitzvah, that doesn't necessarily automatically pass on to the son. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalid, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, where also he discusses a situation: does a son automatically take over the position of a father? His discussion there is not only a son, perhaps even a son-in-law. And he quotes a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Or HaChaim, Simen Yud Beis and Simen Yud Gimel. And he says, the Chasam Sofer says, quoting the Marashdam that we just quoted as well, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, we don't look at a Yerusha. We look as who is the best person. The question, however, he discusses, what is the job of a Rav Bizman Hazeh? Is the job of a Rav Bizman Hazeh a position of Talmud Torah? Or is the position of the Rav to take care of the communal needs, but not necessarily to be a teacher of Torah? Because it seems that if it's a position that isn't primarily Talmud Torah, there's a stronger argument that a son should come first. There's another consideration that he says one should take into thinking. He says that if we're referring to a kehila, to a community, to a shul that was established by the father, he is the one that put the effort and the energy and the resources into establishing the community, that is something to be taken into consideration. He also quotes the Chasam Sofer, quoting a medrash in Parashas Pinchas, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifkoi Elokei HaRuchos L'Chabasar. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that his sons will inherit his position. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Loike Moshe at the Sofer. It's not like you think. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, and that makes the Chasam Sofer the point. If Moshe Rabbeinu thought that his children should be his successors, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu would not have said that if he didn't really believe that they were worthy for that position. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu felt that they were worthy for that position, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they may be capable people, but since Yeshua is more capable than your children, and we're talking about being the Rabban Shal Yisrael, we take the person who's most capable. However, there are Mefarshim, there are Paiskim that say that isn't necessarily a compelling Raya. Two reasons. Number one, Yeshua was the Talmud Muvik of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore a Talmud maybe has the same halacha as a son. Moreover, there were two very unique aspects to the position that Yeshua was supposed to take over. One, as we said a moment ago, he was supposed to be the Rabban Shal Yisrael. He was supposed to succeed Moshe Rabbeinu and being the leader and the Rebbe of Yisrael. For such an important position, we have to take the most qualified individual. Moreover, and we have these sugyas in our parak as well, Yeshua was the person who was going to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. He was going to be the person who was going to divide Eretz Yisrael. A very important historical position. For such a once-in-a-lifetime important historical position, they had to choose the best person, even if it wasn't the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it could well be, suggests the Shevet HaLevi, that if it wasn't such an important historical position, it could be a son would indeed go first. And it seems it concludes that, of course, we always have to follow the minhag, but it seems that he is of the opinion that certainly we try to give preference to a son. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Gimel, Simen Chof Tes, Perek Hay, has a discussion as well about a son having preference to get the position of a father. He quotes the Sefri that says, "Leman yarech yomim amamlachtoi hu uvona v'kerv Yisrael v'shem meis b'noi oimetachtov." That the pasuk is teaching us that if the king passes away, his son succeeds him. Ve'ein li ela zebelvad, not only in this situation, menayin l'chol panasei Yisrael, all positions, shebeneim oimnim tachteim, tam loimer hu ubana bekev Yisrael. Kozman shem bekev Yisrael, as long as they are children, benoy oimet tachtav. So of course he says that if this position requires a certain level of expertise, or he says, if the position requires a certain level of Yirush Shemayim, then the son doesn't have that, he doesn't have any claim to the position. But if the son is qualified for the position, he has Kadima. Unless, when the position was granted, he was told that this is not a lifetime or position that's going to go to your children, or the minig in wherever this community is that children don't automatically take over the position of the parents, then the halacha is that the son doesn't automatically get it. But under normal circumstances, the halacha is that a son does have a right, a son does have a kedima to other people, as long as he has the proper talent, and most importantly, the proper Yerushalayim to carry out the job.